When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifting bank, and then we got upset. Upset? Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bell, jing, jangle. Jingle bell, jing, jangle. Jingle bell, jing, jangle. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jing, jangle. Jingle, jingle bell, jingle, 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 jangle bell. Jingle, 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 all the way on a one-horse open sleigh.
That's an over-caffeinated Barbara Streisand leading us into our Christmas show. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here at 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. Now, normally we'd be radiating out of the sunny hamlet of Southampton, New York, but today we're going to Santa's Workshop in the Big Apple because this is our annual holiday show, and we're joined by Malcolm Getz. Malcolm Getz is one of the all-time great guys along Broadway. He's currently in a revival of Allegro at CSC, but he's been in A New Brain, Macbeth, Amour, many encores concerts, a brilliantly talented pianist and musical theater star and actor. So welcome to our show, Malcolm.
Thanks for having me, Larry. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you picked our opening number. Tell us what it means to you.
Well, you mentioned holiday-related songs, and my mind immediately went there. I am a big Barbara fan, but also I worked a lot with Peter Matz. And so I wanted that song to be heard again as much for Peter as for Barbara, although Barbara's fantastic. But I met Peter working on, of all things, Finian's Rainbow, because they had a version of Encores in Los Angeles for a few years called Reprise. Mm-hmm. And I did a few of those, and the first one was Finian's Rainbow back in probably the late 90s. And Peter was the musical director, and I got to know him fairly well in the last years of his life, along with Wally Harper, who I was very close to. They were like brothers.
The great arrangers, yeah.
Peter was an amazing arranger, such a gentleman, and I just think I've actually heard early recordings of Barbara Streisand singing songs like When the Sun Comes Out that other people arranged before Peter Matz came into her life. And as talented as she is, he had his early arrangements for her were cooking.
My favorite arrangements are the ones he did for Noel Coward in the 50s in Noel Coward's nightclub act.
Yeah.
Totally rechanged that music and brought it up to date and timeless at the same time.
He told me about, he started out as a Harold Arlen protege and conductor, and he just really, he didn't love doing 8 shows a week. He didn't love trying to make numbers and dance sections the same time every night. He said he was built for Los Angeles.
And for performers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my favorite performers who always sort of says, if not Christmas, at least a place of grace for me, is Joe Stafford. And we're going to be playing a lot of Christmas songs that had some providence on the Broadway stage. This is written by Victor Herbert, and it always takes me back to the land of Toyland.
Thank you. You'll often ponder on the years that rolled so swiftly by, my dears, that rolled so swiftly by. And of the many lands you will have journeyed through, you'll oft recall the best of all, the land your childhood knew, your childhood knew.
Merry Christmas, be so
A Christmas classic, Be a Santa, from Subways Are for Sleeping, written by those three ultimate New York Jews, Julie Stein, Comden, and Green. Malcolm, you selected this number. Tell me why.
Anything Julie Stein, Julie Stein, Julie Stein. And, you know, I have a strange propensity for, in the same way that I like Winter's Tale and I like the sort of what they call the problem plays, my favorite song of Funny Girl is Who Are You Now? There's a song in Subways Are for Sleeping called How Can You Describe a Face, which was actually cut, I think, although it's recorded. I just think it's a gem of a very, very, very interesting, strange little Julie Stein, Comden and Green song, which led me to the whole score. And I've never read the book. I don't know the show, but although it's a fascinating premise. But I love the score. There's so much about it. And Michael Bennett choreographed it. I think
sure.
choreographed
it. He was in the chorus. It was a Michael Kidd show. He was 16 years old from Buffalo.
Wow.
And it didn't dissuade him being in that show from quitting show business, which it might have done for other people.
But if there's anybody out there who doesn't know the score, I strongly recommend listening to it because I feel like there's certainly four or five really great numbers in that score.
Comes Once in a Lifetime.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, a hard score. It took me a long time to find that cut on CD, but I'm glad we have it. So we're listening to some holiday songs in our Broadway to Main Street Christmas show with Malcolm Getz. And we'll hear some snuggly Christmas songs. The first is from my favorite album of all time, as you know, Boy Meets Girl, Sammy Davis and Carmen McRae.
Nice. Now we're inside. Did you have a good time tonight, Carmen?
Oh, I had a wonderful time, Sam.
Well, good. Well, I figured it'd be so much nicer here than outdoors, you know, where the fireplace is going. It's nice, it's cozy, it's warm and nice.
Yeah, I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
What's your
and
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
but
think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's
no
in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I swell. Ought to say no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
oh,
stay.
Oh, baby, no, to hold out.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Now that's nicer, isn't it? We got the magazines all put away. We're all comfy and warm and, well, Carmen, now?
I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no, Sam.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
How
been.
How lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look. Out that window at that
my
storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at
like
the door.
Like waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
Sam, lend me your comb.
But up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty
if you caught pneumonia and
I
die.
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
Oh,
baby,
but it's cold.
I'm a softie, I guess. Sentimental, oh yes. but I honestly do believe there's no kick to compare with the thrill that you share being lovers on Christmas Eve. Santa Claus turns me on, one ho ho, and I'm gone. Go on, say it, I'm too naive. But who cares and so what? Just as long as I've got my sweet lover on Christmas Eve. Easter's sweet, so is Lent, when it's spent in your arms. And Labor Day and Arbor Day, they both have their charms, but they pale, I'm afraid, and I'll put in the shade by the natural high we achieve just by being together and lovers on Christmas Eve.
Jingle bells leave me cold, for Saint Nick I'm too old. Red-nosed reindeer, that's make-believe. Good old Scrooge, he's my boy, still in all I enjoy being lovers on Christmas Eve. Fuses blow, trees collapse, candy canes crack my caps, and when I get those bills, I grieve. But come snow or come slush, this old heart turns to mush when we're lovers on Christmas Eve. Flag Day's fine, May Day's keen, Halloween is a gem. And though they say Columbus Day is the creme de la creme, to my mind they're a bust, and I put in the dust by the natural high we achieve just by being together and lovers on Christmas Eve. And heaven knows that Hanukkah is happy, oh boy.
But they pale, I'm afraid, and are put in the shade by the natural high we achieve just by being together and married and lovers on
Great Holiday Snuggly Number by Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart from I Love My Wife. Brilliant little gem of a show. Did you ever? That's before your time.
No, I saw it. I did actually see it with my father. I saw it because I always had that album. It's a great score and it was a fantastic cast.
I saw it. The Replacement. You know who the Replacement cast was?
Uh-uh.
The Smothers Brothers. So I saw the Smothers. They were fantastic.
Tommy and Dick.
They were great. And then after the show, they played for about 20 minutes on stage. It was great. Our next number is a show that I love, a wonderful score, and you appeared in it in encores year ago as Irma LaDuce.
Yeah, and it was not a score. I'd never heard the album. I didn't know a song from it until we did it, which means I started to learn it 10 days before we did it. And it was definitely one of those experiences where with each passing day, I fell in love with that score. I think it's a really, really, really beautiful, beautiful score. And kind of wish we could have recorded it just because there's some stuff that we did that's not on the original cast album. A couple of reprises with fantastic orchestration. So really a gem. Again, a real gem of a score that a lot of people don't know.
And one of my favorite singers, Keith Michelle, leading the cast of Irma LaDuce in The Christmas Child.
¶¶ smiles on the Christmas child who is born in the joyful season. Stars will shine for the Christmas child. They will guide him in love and reason. He will walk with his head held high. Yet be gentle and yet be shy. He will do what he wants to do. He will find every wish come true. While he sings in the sweet one's bed,
annual Broadway to Main Street holiday show, and I'm privileged to share the booth today with Malcolm Getz. Now, Malcolm, you have worked with the wonderful Barbara Cook on several rather meaningful occasions, have you not?
I have. I years ago, about 15 years ago, I did a workshop written by the late and truly great Wally Harper, who was Barbara's musical partner, musical director, and it's a much longer story than I can go into today, but because of that relationship, I started working with Wally and then eventually concertized with Barbara, leading eventually to Carnegie Hall, which that recording is on CD, I guess MP3 now. And boy, what a... I can't tell you, there was a moment when we were at Carnegie Hall and we were singing Move On from Sunday in the Park, and she was singing to me, and I at that moment I thought, like, I used to listen to her on cassette tape in my car in college, you know, and there I was singing with her.
Well, it's a beautiful album, and very few performers these days can pull off an a cappella number, but here is Barbara Cook to sing one of the most beautiful of all Christmas songs.
I wonder as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die. To save lowly people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky. When Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall, with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. But high from God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall. I wonder as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die. To save lowly people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky.
The one and only Barbara Cook, what a soothing holiday presence. Malcolm, it must have been such a privilege to work with her.
Incredible. I mean, a great honor. And she told me some great stories. She said when she auditioned for Candide, she was not really fluent at reading music, and she came in and she sang something, and then Bernstein had her sing Madame Butterfly. And he got very excited, and he said, come to the piano, I want to teach you something. And it was an early draft of Glitter and Be Gay. And she said, honey, I couldn't read music. She said, but I could tell some of those little dots were way above those lines.
And boy, did she hit them. Wonderful. Thanks. Love it. We're looking at Christmas songs written by all sorts of Broadway composers or sung by Broadway performers. Promises, Promises is one of those handful of musicals that work really well because they're set at Christmas. And we'll hear two songs which I think sort of deal with the idea of the holidays in a slightly minor key. It can be a melancholy time for people, and I think that deserves to be recognized. And here from the second act, I think this is the revival recording, Promises, Promises is a Bacharach David gem called Christmas Day.
True, and this song of mine. three-quarter time wishes you and yours, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. May your every New Year dream come true.
Merry Christmas.
Something about the way he says that that always brings a tear to my eye. Probably my favorite Christmas song written by that other, again, by a great New York Jew, Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. I'm with my guest today, Malcolm Getz, for our holiday show, and our next selection is from She Loves Me. Why don't you tell us why you chose that?
Well, it's just the perfect, perfect, perfect musical. It really is. It's just like it's impossible for me to imagine that it was not a huge smash success when it first opened in, what, 63 or something?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it was a hit, but I just think it's a pretty flawless show. And it's a show that I have come close to doing. I was cast in it once, and then I couldn't do it, but I actually co-directed it.
Here at NYU?
At NYU in the graduate acting program with my friend Deb Lapidus. I love the show. I just think it's flawless.
And here from the second act, as the story winds to its lovely holiday conclusion, is 12 Days to Christmas from She Loves Me.
Shop in time, plenty of time. These are the people with time to spare who shop at their convenience. 12 days to Christmas. Look at the way they do their Christmas shopping. They can go shopping and still remain calm and sedate. These are the people we envy and the people that we hate. And they have their names printed on their cards.
In June.
Thank you, we'll call again, thank you.
Nine days to Christmas, still enough time to do your Christmas shopping. These are the people who shop in time, still enough time. Sensible people who organize the time at their disposal. 9 days to Christmas, still enough time to do your Christmas shopping. These are the people who plan their days wisely and well. These are the people who shop in time and they can go to hell.
And they mail their packages out in time.
In August.
Thank you. We'll call again. Thank you.
Four days to Christmas. Just enough time to do your Christmas shopping. These are the people who shop in time, just in time, barely in time. These are the people who calculate with clinical precision. 4 days to Christmas. These are the folks who never waste a second. Full of a chilly efficiency, loaded with gall. Never too early and never late, and they're the worst of all.
And their cards arrive on the 24th.
24th?
Thank you. We'll call again. Thank you.
1 day to Christmas. Not enough time to do our Christmas shopping. We're not the shop who peeped in time. We're not the sheep who popped in time. We're not the people who shopped in time. Not enough time. We are the people who always wait until it's much too late. Oh, 1 day to Christmas. How we ever do our Christmas shopping? Why do we ever delay so long? Who can recall? Some of the family may not get a Christmas gift at all.
Thank you. We'll call again. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to all of you. This is Broadway to Main Street. I'm your host, Larry Maslon, and I'm here with the wonderful Malcolm Getz, who's been a font of holiday Broadway anecdotes. All right, next that's coming up is a doubleheader, again, by another Jewish songwriter, Irving Berlin, and a singer I love a lot that we sort of combined on the selection. Tell us any thoughts about Rosie Clooney.
Oh, well, she's one of my favorite singers. And I really wanted to hear White Christmas because it's a song, of course, that we've all known our entire lives, but we've very seldomly hear the intro. And I'd even sung the intro on this coast, but a number of years ago, I was based in L.A. for a number of years, and I was at a Christmas party in Los Angeles, in Beverly Hills, and there was a piano, and I was playing and singing, and then I was like, oh, let me sing this intro, and it was absolutely jaw-dropping to sing those initial introduction lyrics in Los Angeles at Christmas in Beverly Hills to a bunch of East Coasters who had all migrated out there. So the song takes on a completely different resonance with that lyric.
And that was the original intention. So we'll hear two songs from the film White Christmas, but sung, I think, in studio recordings, The Great Rosie Clooney, First Snow, and then White Christmas with the intro, just as Irving Berlin intended.
Snow, it won't be long before we'll all be there with snow. Snow, I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow. Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow. Oh, to see a great big man entirely made of snow. Where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be. Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. I'm longing to ski. Snow, those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow. Oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow? No white Christmas with no snow. Snow. Built of snow. Oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow? No white Christmas with no snow. Snow.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. I've never seen such a day in Beverly Hills, L.A. But it's December the 24th, and I am am longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
One and only Rosemary Clooney singing perhaps the greatest of all Christmas songs, of course, by Irving Berlin. We talked earlier about She Loves Me, the great Bach and Harnack musical. This next singer, She Loves Me is his favorite musical. Did you know that? Bit of trivia. His Tom Lehrer, to give us a number for those of us who don't necessarily celebrate Christmas.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's to Judas Maccabeus, boy, if he could only see us, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
We've been playing all these great Christmas songs written by all these great Jewish writers. Here is one, the only fun Hanukkah song I know, the only fun Hanukkah song there is, sung by Tom Lehrer. This is Broadway to Main Street. I'm Larry Maslon, and we have our special guest, Malcolm Getz. And now it's time to turn to Malcolm himself, who is just a wonderful performer. He's currently in the CSC revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Allegro, a wonderful show and a compelling production, a show you never get to see. And one of the themes that runs through that show and runs through Christmas is the idea of going home for the holidays. And we're going to do a kind of doubleheader, one with Malcolm himself. Tell us a little bit about the album, Malcolm.
It was many years in the making. I started it with Wally Harper and Peter Matz, and they both worked on a few numbers. I actually have full orchestrations that Peter Matz did, which have still not been used. But years later, I was very fortunate to cross paths with John McDaniel, John McD, from the back from the Rosie O'Donnell Show, Grammy Award winner, I think Emmy Award winner. And John was like, we're going to finish your CD. So a few years ago, we made it for PS Classics, for Tommy Krasker. And I'm very happy with it. I really want to do a second one. And I think the song you picked is, okay, it's from that immortal Broadway musical, Bombay Dreams. And it's actually a song that I was really haunted by, and so we recorded it. It's part of the CD.
So we'll listen to Malcolm also playing the piano, I assume.
Not on this track, no.
Oh,
it's
okay.
John.
A great song from a really wonderful song, which I'm thrilled he brought to my attention. And then we'll segue into Allegro itself, the studio recording with a brilliant rendition of one of my favorite R&H songs, also very appropriate for the holidays, sung by Audra McDonald. But first, our guest, Malcolm Getz.
The journey home is never too long. Your heart arrives before the train. The journey home is never too long. Some yesterdays always remain. I'm going back to where my heart was light, where my pillow was a ship I sailed through the night. The journey home is never too long, when open arms are waiting there. The journey home is never too long. There's room to love and room to spare. I want to feel the way that I think my wishes through before I wish again. Not every road you come across is one you have to take. No, sometimes standing still can be the best move you ever journey. The journey home is never too long. Home helps to heal the deepest pain. The journey home is never too long. It's never too long.
Thank you.
want you, Joe.
We want you to come. Come home.
Come home, come home, where the brown birds fly through a pale blue sky.
Wonderful Audra McDonald sending us home for the holidays. I don't think R&H ever wrote a specific Christmas song. My Favorite Things gets appropriated, but I think this is perhaps a more fitting one. And Malcolm Getz, our guest, is in Allegro at CSC until December 14th?
14th.
So do check it out. It's a great production of a wonderful show you'll never get a chance to see for a while. Malcolm, you picked our final selection. Why don't you tell us about that, what it means?
Well, I picked a song from Annie, and I saw the original production around December 27th with the original cast. And to this day, whenever people are like, what are your greatest Broadway thrills? I'm like, the original production of Annie. It was like out of control. So you can imagine, I was about those kids. I'm 50 now, so I was about 13 or 14. We were that age. They were all there. Dorothy Loudon stopped the show cold like three or four times. And then it ended at the holiday season with this song, A New Deal for Christmas. So I love Annie.
Wow, what's not to love? And Annie's coming back as a movie in the middle of December, an updated version, which sounds actually kind of interesting. Well, I'm thrilled that Malcolm Getz joined us in our little polar ice cap of a studio here in New York City to celebrate the holidays. I'm wishing the best from Broadway to Main Street, wherever those streets run, to you and your families. Have a great holiday. Thanks so much, Malcolm.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, it's great. Okay, the finale of Annie.
I know the depression's depressing.
The carols are steeled, the scores are peeled,
and windows are minus their dressing.
The children don't grin, the Santas are thin.
And I've heard a terrible rumor, no goodwill, no cheer, but we'll get a new deal for Christmas this year.
The snowflakes are rising.
But Santa's got brand new assistants. There's nothing to fear there. Bringing a new deal for Christmas this year.
On Polly's Perkins, on Dickie's Wallace, on Morgenthau Cummings,
fill our pockets with dollars.
On Roper and Swanson,
get along Cornell Hall.
Get along giddy up,
call your company up.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.